This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they are meant to be in Jesus Christ. Baker Mayfield is the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns football team and was actually the runner-up for this year's NFL Rookie of the Year award. I heard him being interviewed, and in response to a question about how he continues to improve, he quoted something his college football coach had told him. It was actually as an aside in this interview. He was referring to Lincoln Riley, Mayfield's college football coach, and Mayfield said that Coach Riley once told Mayfield to, quote, set his own standards, end quote. Mayfield had already had an outstanding year the previous year, but Coach Riley told Mayfield not to pay too much attention to the people in the press who tend to be overly praiseworthy or unduly critical. Set your own standards, he said, and then play by them. Now think about that. Lincoln Riley was telling Baker Mayfield to challenge himself, to do his best, and to live with that, not with the expectations of the press or some sports pundit who really doesn't know what Mayfield is capable of or wasn't capable of. It's likely that in your work environment or school, there's a certain standard of what's acceptable and what's not. And sometimes what we see happening is that the common acceptable standard is lowered. It happens over a period of time. In school, for instance, students complain about getting a C, so they complain to the administration, perhaps, or they give bad reviews of the teacher. Then the teacher gets criticized or scrutinized by the administration. So what happens? Well, the C-level work becomes a B, and a B is an A. The standard has just lowered. It happens over a period of time. Students in school, for example, complain about a C, so they may complain to the administration and give bad reviews of the teacher. Then the teacher gets criticized or scrutinized by the administration. So what happens? Well, the C-level work gets elevated to a B, and a B becomes an A. The standard has just lowered. It happens in your workplace where someone gets by with doing less, and someone else thinks, well, if that's acceptable and he or she gets by with that and we're paid the same thing or maybe they're paid more, what's the point? I won't work as effectively or as diligently. I'll just slide through. The standard has just gotten lowered. Or some people have unrealistic expectations. I mean, for example, if I did everything some people think I should do, I would not only neglect my family, but I would neglect myself as well. I wouldn't have time to sleep, ever. Always remember this. Though someone else may sign your paycheck, you really do work for yourself. Think of yourself as your own company. Do your best. Excel. Set your own standard in that way and then leave it there. I like what Zig Ziglar used to say about pursuing your own excellence. He said, if the people who write your check don't recognize the quality of your work, eventually someone else will. I think what we're afraid to do is what Coach Riley actually did. He told his star quarterback to set his own standards. We think, well, if we challenge others to set their own standard, it'll be a disaster. They'll lower the standard. But that means either we've made a bad choice when we've hired someone, or they simply need more coaching. If you've hired a person of high character and integrity, someone that's qualified, they will strive to do their best, and they will achieve. If it's someone in your family, like a child or a teenager, it still holds true, but of course, they will need a lot more coaching and more direction on what the standard actually is before they're expected to adopt excellence as a pattern for themselves. But what about you? What if you find yourself lagging? What if you find yourself lowering your own standard? Well, the trouble is, we get comfortable and don't notice we've lowered the standard. So periodically, re-examine your standards. Are you shooting too low? Are you over-expecting? Sometimes we need to retreat so we can recharge and reset our expectations for ourselves and others. And then hold yourself accountable. People don't reach a higher level of performance by kind of wanting to. They are intentional. You have to do a little research, perhaps, to find out how to improve what you're doing. Maybe you need to attend an extra seminar or a training course. Remember this, if you keep doing what you're doing, you'll always get the results you've always gotten. In another interview, Baker Mayfield talked about what he believed made his former coach at Oklahoma University and other coaches like him, like Lincoln Riley's predecessor, Bob Stoops, so successful over the long haul. Here's what he said. I think when you're at that level, at that position, there's so much more you have to deal with. Obviously, Mayfield said, recruiting is a huge one, and you have to be the face of that program. You have to have the same standard. You have to live by that standard. You have to be the same person each day, and that's what the great ones do over a long time. And that's what, referring to his coach, that's what Lincoln Riley does right now. And then on top of that, Mayfield went on to say, they're family men, and they have families, and they have to raise that family. And to me, that's the most important part, being an example to the guys that are in that program. Now, pay close attention to this statement that he made. Having success is hard to do, he said, but once they've set that standard, everybody believes in it and kind of just falls in line. That's what all these programs do that have been successful for a long time. It's why they're able to do that, he said. Now, think about that. You see, it becomes part of a culture, part of the company, part of the team, or part of your family. In all of that, one thing is certain, when you challenge the right person to set their standards, there's no telling what success they and you might see. For Baker Mayfield, it led to a Heisman Trophy. Come back here next week and join me, and in the meantime, you go out there and you be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs.